This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community radio. Tuinga reo o te hapore. And I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here today, stepping in for Hai Isa, who's having a little bit of a break. So our show is also played on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. So I'm really happy to be back in the studio and getting to talk to you all. How is your year going? I know it's one of those things that kind of like, no matter what time of the year, there's always so much going on. Either there's a lot going on right now, maybe you've just got through a whole lot of things, maybe there's a whole lot of things about to be happening. And it's kind of that juggling act of how do I look after myself, get enough stuff done. So I want to have a big chat about that. And it's about kind of like that juggle that is life. Like, how do you juggle well-being and achieving your goals and your dreams and just the everyday, like, life maintenance, which I love is a term. It's so good, right? And so I want to have a chat about that. Before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers. And to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health. I do play that ad at the end of the show. So stick around, grab a pen and paper, and if you think, hey, Progress to Health sounds like something to be really helpful for myself or for someone else you know, you'll be able to grab all those contact details. So let's jump right in. So how do we balance the things we need to do to look after ourselves and the things that we want to do or need to be done around us? Because one of the things that I've noticed over my life as someone who is neurodivergent and has mental health concerns and is a bit of a people pleaser and like definitely wants to be nice to people, wants to make the world a better place, I very often put my needs last. And then when I do need to put my needs first, I feel really guilty, I feel shameful. I feel like I have to give lots of justifications for why I'm doing that or why I can't do something for someone. And one of the things that I have found through working with Progress to Health and supporting a lot of people who are going through their own mental health recovery journey and talking to a lot of people who have chronic illness, a lot of people who've had, like, you know, crises or life challenges or just dreadful experiences is that everyone is in a different space of their life. We can't look at someone and know what they're going through. And it's that thing of, we have to remember for ourselves, no one knows what we're going through unless we tell them. And that's not meaning you have to tell everyone. It's just meaning you are the expert in what you need to do right now. You are the expert on how much energy you have, how much you can do, what would fit into your life, and what would make the biggest difference for you in making a difference for the world. So one of the things that I found so amazing is I've got a really wonderful friend who's just incredible, and she has quite a few, on occasion, debilitating long-term conditions, and she just makes such a difference in the world. She is just incredible. And when I talk to her sometimes about, like, if you didn't have those chronic illnesses, you would just take over the world. And she's like, well, yeah. But the thing is, for her, she's like, well, what else was I going to do? Like, she generally just always has pain. She sometimes has pain to the point where she just can't leave the house, or she has to use a walking stick, or she has fatigue such that she will actually just pass out. So it's like, she's like, well, I have to live my life. Like, I can't just stop. I just have to navigate how much I can do. And she has this whole thing of, like, you know, you have to balance what I want to achieve and then try and be nice to myself about not being able to achieve what I want to achieve and then being realistic. And also sometimes the realistic stuff is going, I really want to do this thing and it's a whole day thing and I'm going to give it my all and I'm going to have a great time and I'm going to plan to do nothing for 3 days afterwards, because that's how long it will take for her to actually be able to move again, because it's going to have used all that up. Now, a lot of people don't have they don't have long-term illnesses that will actually cause that for them, but you might have mental health concerns that, like, you know, if you go to a party or even going to the supermarket or if you need to buy some new clothes, oh man, that can be a complete mind beep. Having to, like, navigate shops, and I have to say, especially as a woman, because there is no general size, I have actually gone shopping with my brothers and some of my male friends, and there is a lot more things that are very much just based on measurements. It's like jeans are like this number because that's the waist, and then this number means the inner seam length. So it's like, these jeans will fit my waist and they'll be long enough for my legs. I'm like, that is a unique and fantastic idea. Why do we not have that across the board? So if you're just thinking about the stuff that may take way more energy than someone else might think, or how much you want it to be, or how much it used to take for you, because I know that's a really big thing, isn't it? Like, if previously you could do your life maintenance. So you could get up, you could have a shower, you could get dressed, you could have breakfast, you could make your lunch, you could get out the door on time, and you could get to work or study or wherever you're going. And it would take some energy, it would take some mental energy, it would take some physical energy, but you'd just do it. Whereas now, you kind of have to choose two out of those five things. You can't do all of them. Whether it's physical energy, mental and emotional energy, spiritual energy, or social energy. Like, you just don't have enough spoons to be able to make it happen. And that's, like, we quite often will beat ourselves up because we can't do everything we want to do or we used to be able to do. But it's that balancing act, isn't it? Like, if you think about, I have this amount of energy, this amount of ability, this amount of do, then it's like, well, what do I want to achieve with it? What will make the biggest difference? And sometimes I think about it, like, were you ever the child that, like, you know, and I'm showing my age here because I just turned 50. So when I was a kid, like, you get a dollar to go buy lollies, and like a dollar bag of lollies when I was a kid, because we're talking like the early 80s, is like, that was a lot. Like, that was bigger than my hand. In fact, it would probably still only just fit in my hand as an adult. Like, it was enormous, right? Because they were like 1 cent lollies, and sometimes you have 3 for 1 cent and various things. So it's like, that was amazing. And then as, like, things got more expensive, you had to budget. Like, you still only had a dollar, but the lollies were more. So you had to go, okay, what would give me the most bang for my buck? And so it'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to get those 10 for 5 cents ones. And I'm going to do this. Like, you know, you kind of work out what, and then you kind of just, like, those ones are really expensive. Like, that's a 10 cent, a lolly one, but I want to have at least two of those because they're really, really nice. I'm not going to spend more than 20 cents on them because that's still 20% of my money, but I'm going to have two because, and I'll start with one and I'll end with one because they are the best things ever, right? And so it's now we're having to do that juggle, but with our energy. And it might be physical energy, because quite often we're just exhausted, whether it's from life or like conditions, or we're just tired. We're not sleeping well. Our brain is running a million miles an hour. Maybe you have insomnia. Maybe you just have really bad sleep. Maybe you have chronic pain, so sleep is not great, even if you manage to have some. Myself, I have sleep apnea. So before I knew I had sleep apnea, man, I had many years of really not good sleep. I was sleeping the whole way through, but I was still exhausted. It's because I wasn't getting enough oxygen, right? But I didn't know that. So it's like, you know, you have to balance your output with what you have, right? Because that whole idea of if we expend more energy, whether it's mental and emotional energy, it's physical energy, it's social energy, or even spiritual energy, we will then be in a deficit. So the next day or the next so many days, we will be in a negative. So it's we're going to be worn out, we're going to be grumpy, we may need to sleep lots, we may not be able to do the things we'd normally do, right? And sometimes that is a perfectly legitimate choice. Like, it's always a legitimate choice, but it needs to be a choice. I feel like I should not be telling you exactly what to do. Suggestions, Vanessa. So it's like I feel that what makes a really big difference is it being a conscious choice. So if I choose today, I'm going to do five things. Four are social and one is like life maintenance, you know. I really want to get two loads of washing done. I am going to go out and have coffee with friends, and then I'm going to go have a meal with someone else, and then I'm going to tape a radio show, and then I'm going to go to the gym, right? Like all of those things take energy. And that's a crazy number of things for myself to do in one day. But I'm like, the timing for everyone else, that works best. And I wanted to do that. That's going to take more energy than I have today, but I'm going to make that choice. Like, I'm physically going to think about it, and I'm going to go, yes, I'm going to do that. And then tomorrow, I'm going to say to the person that I'd normally catch up with, say, hey, I'm going to be exhausted. Can we either have an unconscious quality time? So, like, we catch up, but we do it at one of our houses, and we just read and be near each other. I may nap on your couch. Like, I want to see you, but I'm not going to have, like, the normally we might go for a walk, or we might go to a movie, we might do something, or we just sit there and we'll, like, maybe do some cleaning around your house. Like, I'm not up for that, but I want to see you. Can we adjust, right? And it's about, it's like your money, right? If you only have $100 to pay all of your bills and buy all your food and do everything, and your food costs $70 for the week, you actually only have $30 left for everything else. But if this week is when your power bill is due and your power bill is $50, well, you have to choose. Like, are you going to have the normal amount of food and owe the power $20, or are you just going to spend $50 on food and pay your power bill? And it's that balancing act. And I'm a very visual person. If you've ever listened to Fighting Stigma previously, like when I was doing the show, I've talked about that how visual I am and how I find it so much easier to navigate my life if I can kind of come up with an analogy or a metaphor or a picture for how to work it out, because then it sticks in my head and it's a lot easier for me to follow it. So if you know yourself, if you're a picture person, this will be might make more sense to you. If you're not a picture person, that's completely fine. Just let me rattle on and it's all good. Think about how you would kind of frame this for yourself. I picture old-fashioned scales, balances. So it's literally that thing that's kind of got like a triangle stand in the middle, and it's got a bar across the top, across the high point of the triangle. And then on each side, there's like hanging down, there's a plate, right, on each side. And like whatever weight of thing you put on one side, it will make it go down. So you put something else that generally isn't the same thing. So one side would be an actual weight, so it'd be like a lead weight. And the other side, they might put gold, or they might put wheat, or they might stone, or whatever it is. And because they know how much the lead weighs, they know how much there is of the other thing. So it's a set of scales, right? So, but it's a balance. And so I always do that. It's like, one side is how much energy I have, how much do I have today? And it's like, okay, where's my energy at? Am I, because I have bipolar, is my energy quite high? Like, am I getting kind of a bit elevated? Am I going down a bit? Am I just drained and just have no oomph? Like, I look like a half dying kind of battery that's like, I'm giving it a go, but like I'm going to fade every now and then, right? Like working out what I have on one side and then start adding ideas of activities or things I want to get done on the other side. And then some of it will be like too heavy and some of it will be like, actually, I can manage these two things and that's good, or else this other thing is the same weight as both of those. It's the same energy expenditure. So do I want to do the one thing or do I want to do the two things? And I need to work it out. Like, what is that balance? Like, where is the, what will get me the biggest deal? So it kind of, it's like the adult version, and sometimes it's not as fun as the lollies, but it's the adult version of that lolly conversation, right? Like, I have a dollar to buy some lollies. Which ones am I going to buy? Because it's my choice, right? I have this amount of mental, physical, spiritual, social energy for the day. What am I going to spend it on, right? And sometimes the thing I'm spending it on is I'm resting, because what that's actually doing is it's not so much using energy today, though it might do, depending on kind of how you, what rest you do. And I know Haisa has done an amazing, I think, couple of shows about the different types of rest and how incredibly good they are. So there may be, especially if you're doing like creative rest or active rest, you may use some physical energy or some mental energy with it, but you'll feel rested and it can make such a huge difference. And then, like, but sometimes what I find is it takes up a space, like it takes up some of my, like, it may not be mental or physical energy, but it's my time energy, it's my time resource. Like, I need to spend half the day, I need to have a nap, I need to have a sleep in, I need to just plan the day. I'm giving my permission to lie on the couch and read a book all day, maybe have a nap. So that takes time, right? So that has to be something that I budget on my one side of the scale, right? Because then what I know is I'll have more energy the next day or the next week, because actually I'm in deficit somewhere. And sometimes I'm not in deficit. I just know that if I have a rest day today, we'll take it a bit easier, I will just be able to manage better. Because don't we know that sometimes it's the emotional stress and the mental wear out means that actually if we do slightly less, we manage, we go for longer. It's the same idea as, like, you know, when you're training for a marathon, you still have to have either rest days or rest times or days where you're not actually trying to run the 42 kilometres. You're actually just trying to, you're doing, aiming for 20 or you're aiming for 15 because you're actually, you're keeping going, but you're giving it, your body a bit of a rest, right? Like, what does it need to look like? What is your balance? How good are you at balancing it? Like, are you someone who finds it easy to balance kind of what you, what your needs are and what you want to get done in the world? And there's definitely some stuff that we need to get done in the world, especially if you have pets and kids and work and study. Pets and kids are definitely the main ones. If you have someone who's dependent on you for surviving, then they are quite often the top of the list, and they need to be, and that's completely appropriate. And it's that thing of, like, what can I do to manage that? Like, how do I balance that? Like, is there friends you can call on? Is there family you can call on to help you out with that so you can have a little bit less output with that so you've got more space, right? More energy, more space to rest, more kind of oomph to do something. And I really like, sometimes I enjoy that whole feeling of, okay, this is the plan. This is what I'm going to do. This is how much I can manage. And then it's actually one of the things I find, and I think this is part of my neurodivergency, is I'm really good at making lists and making plans. I'm not so great at fulfilling them. And what I'm coming to realize, like, this is a little bit of an epiphany that came to me after turning 50. I don't know why I didn't get it earlier, was that actually, yes, it is always the thing of, like, making the plan, making the list, like getting a plan. That uses mental energy, and kind of part of me is going, oh, it's done because you made the plan, right? Like, just go tick on the done box. And it's like, no, we've made the plan. We haven't done the activities. But also what I realized, like, I got this epiphany of, I'm making the plan, but I'm not making the plan while picturing the scales. Like, I'm not balancing it. I'm not balancing what I have the energy for, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, social. I'm not, and time, like, I'm not balancing that with all of this amazing stuff I want to plan and do, right? And so, of course, so often I look at it and go, well, I do not have, I look at this plan, this giant list, whether it's four things or it's 25 things, depending on where I'm at, that's too big a list, right? And I go, I can't manage all of that, so I don't do any of it. And it's because I'm not, while making the plan, going, okay, so this is the 25 things I'd like to get done. I can give myself 2 months to achieve all of that. And depending on how much energy each day, I'll look at it and choose how many things I can think I can get done today with the amount of energy I have. Where's my balancing act? I just go, hey, this weekend, I want to achieve these things. Because I'm like, if I got them all done, I'd be really, really, really happy. And then it's like, yeah, I don't have the energy for 25 things unless I'm in a hypomanic episode. And I don't like those. Those aren't great. They have a lot of life effects that are very negative. Yes, my house might get very, very clean, but I could also paint my wall bright yellow with poster paint or move all of my furniture to somewhere that is not helpful and then have to move it back. And so it's that whole finding the balance, because if we don't have balance with what we want to achieve and what we can achieve, life is miserable, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I find for myself finding that balance means that the negative thoughts, the inner critic, the inner judger has less hold on me. Like, I can turn the volume down a lot easier on them. Because if we're just telling ourselves you have to achieve this without acknowledging they require this amount of energy expenditure, this amount of time expenditure, I don't have that to give right now, so I'm going to do this amount of it, or I'm going to do something slightly different because this is what I have to give. If we don't acknowledge that, all we're doing is feeding those inner negative thoughts that we suck, that we are useless, that mental health means we can't do anything, like what's the point of being here, like all that negative stuff. Whereas if we just give ourselves the space, give ourselves the grace to be who we are, where we are, and acknowledge this is how much energy I have, this is how much oomph I have, this is how much time I have, I can achieve these things, or I'm going to give it a go to achieve these things, right? Like, it's not even that you absolutely have to. It's like, I feel like I can manage this, so I'm going to go do that. So then doing that feels like a win, right? As opposed to if we got a list of 25 and we manage one, maybe two of them, which no matter what, you won't feel like you've won because you've only done one or two out of 25. Whereas if your list is like, I've got four things I'd like to do. If I get any one of them done, that's brilliant. I'm not sure how much energy it will take to do any of them, so I'm going to aim for one. If you do the one, you then celebrate it. You then acknowledge you did great. And it just quiets down that inner negative thinking that just makes life so miserable. Sometimes things are just not, we can't find the balance. Sometimes the inner negative thoughts are really rough. Sometimes our mental health is just tanked. Sometimes there's been some really horrible stuff going on. Maybe there's people in your life or there's been a traumatic event and it's just making it really hard to feel okay right now. One of the things that we know can make a really big difference is having someone to reach out to and talk to. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to share a series of support lines with you. So grab a pen and paper, write some of these down. So if you ever need them, you've got them. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health. So they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543
3354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. We do play the series of support lines at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma, so if you missed any, you'll be able to grab those again. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.